We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, welcome back here for the 9 o'clock hour. Man, there's nothing. If it's ever happened, anybody out there losing your confidence at something and having somebody, whether it's a parent or a coach or somebody that's a good friend, help you get your confidence back. 700 plays of why you're good is what Mike McDaniel put together for Tua Tagovailoa on the rebuild. And by the way, it wasn't a rebuild physically. It was a rebuild mentally.
Yeah, it has to be.
And getting your confidence back and knowing and not forgetting why you were taken so high in the draft and the throws that you made, why everybody loves you. Wasn't just the Dolphins. It was a lot of teams that loved you. And here's the plays why. And so, sounds like a book, man. 700 plays of why you're good. God, it would just be like a perfect book. So, anyway, CBS production team interviewing Tua. And, you know, he just keeps spitting out good stuff, man.
Hey, interesting that he brought that story out, too.
That he's talked about some of the things and what Mike McDaniel's done for him. I wish they're always mic'd up when they're standing there next to each other in the fourth quarter, because Tua just, he can't get enough Mike McDaniel. Like, Mike's looking out at the game, but Tua's looking at him like, what else can you say? Say something to me. I know you got everything in your mind, what you're thinking. You know everything's going on. Tell me what you're, give me some more. Just give me some more. And
those conversations are money at the end of the games.
It's incredible. And listen, Tua has given him, you know, Tua did say something. I was listening to stuff last night in the fifth quarter on CBS, because we didn't have all the sound cut up here, so we're able to get
it
from
it
CBS and right. Stuff. But he talked about, listen, the coach has got to do it, but I got to go make the throws.
Right.
And he's right. It's not like, well, go ahead, coach, help me make this throw. Huh? Great. I mean, he's like, okay, you know where to go with this. Put it out there for him. All right, hit him. All right, he's breaking. Hit him on the post. All right, you know they're playing way off. Hit the curls inside. You got him. And he's still got to make all those throws. He's doing a lot of things. First of all, he's looking off. I was just looking at some of the little things and writing them down yesterday during the game. He does a great job of looking people off on where he's going to throw the football. The guy he played against yesterday, he looked like he wanted everybody in the stadium to know where he was going to throw it. He had his whole body. And
he was just happy he was playing.
We missed a bunch more opportunities. Guy's playing center field at the end of the game and gets himself an interception by just watching his eyes and sawing his body go to the right side. And he goes, well, I'll get an early jump on this and get an interception. But also when he gets outside the pocket, looking down the field, knowing where his guys are going to be. So he's just moving around in the pocket, except for the few times it just got totally collapsed. But he's doing a lot of really good things, and they're having great success. Two of his receivers are just having Pro Bowl years plus, Pro Bowl plus, if not the All-Pro kind of seasons that those guys are having on the outside, and continue to be kind of the mainstay of this offense. But his timing and getting those guys the ball and feeding them, and you got to feed both of them.
He's doing a good job doing that.
Like like everything that they're doing. But I will say this, as we get set to go face Nick Bosa and the 49er defense, which is number one in the NFL, we need Teron Armstead as quickly as possible to play. It's one of the few positions on this team that if one guy is gone, that you can't replace it. You just can't. They don't have another left tackle close. The drop-off is off the cliff. And that hadn't been the case, by the way, in a lot of positions. Like Byron Jones, we've covered it up. Right. I'm not saying it's as good as Byron.
No, but it's whoever's come in there, no matter who's come in there, Cater, Cahoo, any of these guys have played really well. But when you go to that backup left tackle,
that's
Greg Little.
That's a
shell at that point. I mean,
not good. Just not. And again, they're playing against the best pass rusher. Usually, not always, but usually.
Well, this week coming up, it's one of them.
At the right defensive end position, where Nick is basically averaging a sack a game. Got another big one at the end of the game last night. So yeah, it's but it's been fun, man. It's been a great story. A lot of good stories going on with this team. There have been a lot of really, you know, the bargain guys, the Caters and the Sherfield and the Brandon Shell and Justin Bethel and Jeff Wilson for a fifth-round pick. And you can go on and on. And I know I'm missing a lot of guys there that have kind of filled in and done a really nice job with this group. So it's been nice. By the way, don't want to forget about Bam Adebayo for just a second here. Back-to-back games. Over 30 points, 32 and 38 points in his last two games. With Butler out over the last five games, Bam is averaging 24.6 points a game and 10 rebounds. And we just need more of this guy when Jimmy's back and around him to take over and do some of the things that he's been doing. Now has his over 20 points a game this season. Just showing you
up, right,
what he can do and got a nice little winning streak going themselves. But nice story with Bam and the Messi story. I mean, we just got so much news going on here.
What do you think about the Messi story? You think there's any chance he really does come down here?
I think at some point he does want to come back here. I do. I think he, you know, like so many people, Miami's perfect. He's got a home down here, if not two. And So, there's bigger paydays still for him overseas than what the MLS can pay him. Unless we find out the MLS can pay $40 or $50 million a year.
That'd be interesting.
I don't know what the highest paid, somebody out there may know it, and we could look it up if we weren't lazy. Find out what the highest paid MLS player is getting, $7-8 million maybe. No, a couple years ago, this guy with Orlando was making $7 million, I believe. But
looks like the top earner.
$14
million. Yep.
So guy for Toronto.
So would Messi come down here for $16 or $17 million?
Are you pricing the market for him?
Yeah.
Set the market?
You want to see what he was making with Barcelona, PSG?
More than that?
Yeah.
A little bit more. Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. But again, hey, man, I'll go watch him this year, next year, or the year after, because he would be great for the league and really great. You want to talk about stuffing 20,000 seats up every night in Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah, no problem doing that.
And then moving down, if they can get that thing done, down in Miami. Wow, that would be that'd be a grand slam, man. That would be big time to get that. Anyway, we got a lot more stuff to get to here as we continue to move on. Yesterday, a lot of great games, especially in the afternoon, man. In the afternoon there for those 4 o'clock games, some really great finishes last night. When was the last time we saw a walk-off in overtime, long run for a touchdown?
Not like that.
And then on top of that, we saw somebody scoring the last 15, 16, 17 seconds a touchdown and go for two for the win.
Right.
So you had a lot of crazy stuff. I actually had a couple of those yesterday.
Two Jaguars and the Chargers yesterday.
Good, yeah. Good stuff going. All right, we got to go to break here. We've got a lot more stuff that we'll jump on here this morning. But first, I got to talk about the part of sports we hate to talk about. Dun, 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 dun. Injuries, man. We're lucky, though. When it comes to sports-related injuries, I think we all know sooner or later, the more active you are in team or individual sports, sooner or later we all get injured. You don't have to tell football players. They see it all the time. But Baptist Health South Florida is one of the top sports medicine programs in the country, and it is all over South Florida, and that's why I want to share the word. I want to share the word of Baptist Health South Florida to everybody. Where do the pros go? Enter Miami, the Miami Heat, the Florida Panthers, and the Miami Dolphins. All trust those great doctors of Baptist Health South Florida. Some of the top specialists in the business, all here. 30-plus doctors now. Knee, shoulder, foot and ankle, hand, back, hip and knee replacement. And not only that, but in-house physical therapists. Really, it's a one-stop shop for you to get back playing the sports you love the most. Now, I want to say this. Broward County, we've got a brand-new, beautiful facility right off 595 in Pine Island in Plantation. It's absolutely gorgeous with the best doctors to work for you. Hey, man, you don't have to go anywhere else. You've got really good doctors with great experience ready, and they've seen it. Whatever the injury is, and you go, have you ever seen this? They go, yeah, 14 times yesterday. Just visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. One go every day, get you back healthy playing the sport you love.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The most.
Music is coming back to the beach. The Odyssey Beach Festival is returning to Fort Lauderdale Beach this weekend. Among those performing, Jack White, Jimmy Eat World, Machine Gun Kelly, and much, much more. Don't miss out because the beach is filling up. Purchase tickets now at odysseybeachfestival.com.
All right, and we had a busy day, a busy, busy football day yesterday with some really good NFL games. Really, really good finishes. Saw some gutsy calls, saw some crazy finishes. And we saw the Miami Dolphins go up 30-0 at the half, win 30-15, now 8-3. And now it's time for the truth. San Francisco, L.A. Chargers, and the Buffalo Bills.
Let's go.
Three-game road trip before coming back home on Christmas to play the Green Bay Packers. And then finish up with a couple of AFC East teams and see what's going to happen. One on the road in New England and coming home. And God only knows how important that game could be with the New York Jets. Can you imagine the Mike White story is the story the rest of the year? And he leads them and stowing for 300 a game and now comes back home to play.
For the AFCs.
Just another crazy story. By the way, I just thought of, because everybody was talking about it yesterday, the big story this week, Deshaun Watson.
That's right.
Goes back to Houston, and you know TV's like, all right, we're going there. Doesn't matter how good or bad they are, that's where we're going.
Yeah, garbage game.
See what Deshaun looks like going back home where he met his first
masseuse. That's right.
That's
where it all started.
That's where he built up the clientele.
A lot of them. Right. A lot of them. Right.
Crazy.
4-7 Browns and
crazy.
1-9-1
crazy.
Houston
yeah.
Texans wow. In the game of the week coming up, right?
Of course, Mike McDaniel going back home or going back to San Francisco, not going back home where he coaches the offensive coordinator, but didn't get to call the plays. And now goes back as the head man with a better record for now, although Coach Shanahan's done a nice job out there, and they've turned it around, and now in first place in the NFC West out there. So, should be fun, man. Everybody, we got a bunch of their players. I've said this before, Sherfield and Craycraft, who were a big part of the game yesterday. And we've got Wilson, who did start at running back, and Mostert expected back. I'm guessing it's going to be hard for him not to play this week against his old team. And the number one defense in the NFL. And listen, you're pretty damn good if you're the number one defense in the NFL. And I don't care who you're playing against. You get a shutout. It's hard to shut people out in this league. Mm. And they did it to the Saints yesterday. And so, yeah, this will be –
49ers are one hell of a story this year, considering, like, we always talk about it, how they were supposed to start, and it's just supposed to be the Trey Lance here, and it's Jimmy G.
Well, his story.
I mean, what a weird story. Not great, what a weird story.
So we were going through, when's the arm going to be healthy? And then it was like, who are they going to trade him to? How much, what can they get for him? Go practice on the other field. Stay at the facility. We can keep an eye, but stay away from the players if you would, because we want Trey Lance to get his confidence. And all of a sudden, he gets injured. And they're like, hey, man, no hard feelings. We got something worked out for you. Can you work with us a little bit? Jimmy G comes back. By the way, you want to talk about a guy that's got a great record as a starting quarterback?
Yeah, he does. You're right.
Jimmy G has done a nice job going back to Super Bowl and everything else, and got a nice team. We'll see what it looks like and how the Dolphins play out on the West Coast for the next
49ers were 3-4 once at one point this season.
Yep.
Four straight wins for them right now. They're on fire.
So playing better, and the Dolphins come in with a 5-game winning streak to see. 305-567-0560. We've got Kyle Crabbe's going to join us. Woody, what do you got? What do we have coming?
I got to start with this, man, because this made me laugh here. So I just got a text from 954 that says, Joe, happy 59th birthday to Rick and Davey. So I clicked on the number, and I went back to some of the texts, and Rick sent that in. Himself.
Of course he did.
Come on.
I know.
Of course he did.
I was like,
who else is wishing happy birthday to Rick and Davey? Except for Rick and Davey.
He literally wished himself. Well, and listen, I love Rick. Rick's the best. Like, happy birthday, Rick. But man, dude.
Yeah. That's bad.
I wish he would have just said, hey, this is Rick. It's my birthday. You mind giving me a shout?
Right.
He said, it says, Joe, happy 59th birthday to Rick and Davey.
From Rick and Davey.
And I went back. Yeah, sure enough. There's all these texts.
He's
about
not
the
a bad guy.
No, Rick's the best. Rick's a very
honestly,
nice guy.
He's a little misunderstood.
Strange bird.
His chops a little, but yeah, he's a good guy.
But since I met his wife, and she kind of spilled her guts, we literally said hello. It's nice to meet you. And she goes, you know, I left him for a while, and I was like, oh God, you know, all right. You don't have to go into this conversation with me because I'm probably going to use it on the radio. So he's just sitting there listening. She goes, yeah, I didn't know if I wanted to be in this thing. I told him he had to change. Nice looking woman.
Yeah.
And I was like, I just have one question for you, and please don't take this the wrong way. She said, go ahead. You can ask me anything. I said, what are you doing with him?
Yeah. It's a good question to ask.
And
fair. Rick and Davey's strange cat blamed us, by the way, for the breakup. Said that we were reading his text messages. He didn't want us to read them on the air. Then why'd you send them? About your issues you're having at home.
Well, listen, we hope they got them worked out.
Oh, no, this is before all that.
If things aren't working,
that's who blamed.
You know,
us.
If things aren't working like they should, you know, get some help for it.
Right.
You know?
Joe's
what do you mean?
Joe. Right. Just call
what are you
Joe.
Talking about.
Joe, I'll hook you up.
All right, we got to go to break. By the way, I should let you know a little show business here. We just got blocked on Twitter by somebody named Flipper. Oh. Sent a message about how, you know, called me a clown, but he's, you know, talking about Zach Wilson for too long for his Flipper needs. And so I replied. Apparently, he didn't like my reply, and he blocked us. So
I like you want to know what the reply was from Twitter. Hollywood? Bro, be a grown up and stop telling people they're bad at their jobs with a pic of a dolphin and a name like Flipper.
He just blocked us for that. I didn't even think it was that mean. Although there's another guy that I told to run a Twitter poll with his 8 followers. Another guy who didn't like
Hollywood's very salty
topic
in the
at
the
today. Moment.
Very salty.
Is this because you're not feeling great today?
Salty
I have noticed.
I feel great. Right. I'm feeling good. I just like, you know, if people say something, like, you know, I'd like to respond. Sometimes.
Okay.
Sometimes,
Hollywood
you know.
Is a good responder on the
some guy with a dolphin, a picture of a dolphin who calls himself Flipper. Like, this
okay.
is an adult?
So, but
oh, by the way, he also has in his bio, I'm also a part-time superhero. Like, he's taking a shot at Omar. Like, get a life, bro.
How's Omar doing?
Probably better than that guy. At least Omar has a picture
I hope
of himself
so.
On his Twitter right. page.
Mm. All right.
Rick from Davey wants to do a grocery cart for his birthday. I can't believe he did that. I actually wished himself a happy birthday.
Oh, my God.
It's bizarre.
Well, listen, that's not the
happy
craziest
birthday,
thing.
Rick.
Is he says when he's got free time, he's done picking people up that he's helping women with strange their groceries. That's weird.
Guy. Yeah, he's strange.
Guys start, I don't want anybody hanging out at Publix
right.
helping my wife with her groceries. Right. She's fine.
Especially Rick and Davey.
She's okay. Yeah. All right, listen, before we get to Kyle Krabs, I want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers. We got one hot SUV family. Love telling everybody about when you start talking about the big, beautiful, new, and used SUVs at your South Florida Chevy dealer, like the Tahoes and the Suburban. So we got a brand new look, and we've added more space to make sure no matter where you're traveling to for the holiday season, we want you comfortable. And, man, you will in a Tahoe and a Suburban. So roomy. I love my Tahoe and the Traverse midsize SUV, but it feels a little bigger. And wait till you see the space and the look on that. Then the smaller SUV, so much style and substance when you talk about the Trailblazer, the Blazer, and the Equinox. And then I fly right over to the Silverado trucks. I'm like in the lot right now, and I'm going, holy smokes, look at all the different Silverado trucks, man. You looking for a full-time working truck? You need a part-time working truck that still has plenty of space for the kids? We got them for you. We got them strong, durable, new and used, in great shape. Silverado truck so you get exactly what you need for your lifestyle. Corvettes and Camaros, I can go on and on. But I will tell you what South Florida head of sales and general managers and assistant GMs and all the rest of them will tell you, these are the best overall products we've ever had. And we've got convenient locations all over South Florida, Dade, Broward, and Monroe County. Find new roads and fall in love today at your South Florida Chevy dealer.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.